For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, before we talk about the local shows, you went back down to New York.
Right, it gets so busy between now and the Tony Awards. It's interesting because everyone always is asking me about Hamilton, which to me at this point is an old show. It's still up with its original cast, and yes, it's still impossible to get tickets. I saw it long ago, and so I picked up Bright Star, which is the new musical by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, a remarkable central performance by Carmen Cusack about a woman forced to give up her baby. It's actually basically snatched from her and what happens subsequently. A really remarkable bluegrass score, and I really loved the show. That's Bright Star. I will always see Charles Bush, the great drag performer, in anything he does, best known probably for Psycho Beach Party, but he's now playing Cleopatra, and that was delightfully silly, just a show for the fun of it, and that's down in the East Village, of course. And I picked up the musical American Psycho, which was the novel and then the film about narcissism and serial killing in Manhattan in the 1980s. Kind of for a younger demographic, very stylish production and young people hooting and hollering and carrying their drinks and sippy cups to their seats. That's American Psycho. And then I caught the final weekend Familiar, about a Zimbabwean American family whose daughter is marrying and the aunt comes from Zimbabwe to arrange the traditional dowry. It's a comedy, clash of cultures. A particular treat of the production was that it starred Buffalo's Rosalind Roth. There's always a lot to see in New York. It's not just Hamilton, so you can...
Well, lots going on locally, too. I have yet to get out to Musical Fair in Amherst to see How to Succeed in Business, but Musical Fair is also downtown, and they're putting on Avenue Q, a remount with most of the same original cast, and they're at 710 Main. Absolutely fabulous. My gosh, a lot of talent on stage. A big shout-out to Amy Jekyll, who plays both Lucy the Slut and Kate Monster, two completely different characters, and she does them simultaneously. Very impressive.
I find her so delightful. Loved it so much the first time around. Locally, I caught up with The Mark of Cain, the new play by Gary L. Ross, which is based on the real life 1920s incident of an African-American man who arrested for murder, his whole family arrested for murder, when he shoots into the mob of hundreds of people who have crowded around his home in an otherwise all-white neighborhood, threatening to lynch him. He was famously represented by Clarence Darrow, and after two trials, acquitted. Gary Earl Ross has a fictional this interesting aspect of the story is that years later, Dr. Sweet, which is his real name, would take his own life. And this is an element of the story that interests Mr. Ross. I found, though, that the courtroom part leading up to the acquittal is the meat of this play, and the remainder feels like a tag-on, too forced. I don't know what he's planning to do with the development. Audiences are enjoying that first section so very, very much. But what really happens subsequently is so intriguing, don't you think so? I can understand exactly what attracted him to it. Then, up at O'Connell and Company, I saw Irene O'Garden's Women on Fire, which has been directed this time round by James Paul Ivey, whose sister Judith Ivey had workshopped and originated the show, originally all as monologues, but now a marvelous cast of women, including Sandra Gilliam and Sarah Cal Falcone, Mary-Kate O'Connell herself, Elizabeth Oddy, and Christina Rauza, dividing up these beautifully crafted monologues up at O'Connell and Company.
And speaking of women of passion, Michelle Ragusa, actress, songstress, Broadway star. She's coming to Buffalo one day only, Friday the 22nd at Klein Hands Music Hall. Not on the main stage, but down in Henry's, the cabaret. And I guess she's going to sing...
American Standards. And you can do it with dinner or get a ticket for the bar. It sounds like just a charming idea. Love Michelle Ragusa. Audiences who go to Klein Hands have seen her do The Music Man, Kiss Me Kate, Funny Girl. This time, it's just Michelle. It sounds like a splendid time.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.